Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding a Mishnah Chelek Dalet and Mirsa Hashem today. We will be learning Daf Reish on Dalet Amud Beis. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Iruvei Chatzeros. We pick up today on the very top line of Reish on Dalet Amud Beis with Simon Shin Pei Hei Sif Beis. Our learning today should be a schus for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasinu Batzaru Bashivya. Our learning should be a schus refu shalema for Achia Gadol Moshe Meir ben Esther Fradel, Yitzchak ben Sien ben Dusha, Chavadasa bas Rezel Serol, Yeshua Levi ben Ahuva Malkachana, Trani bas Batsheva, and Yeruchim ben Masha. They should all have Refu Shalema, Beser Shar Chil Yisrael, and we are mispalled at the schus of the Limud HaTorah of Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom should send, the Rebbeinu Shalom should watch over all of our brothers and sisters and protect them, Bechol Makayim Shehem. Says to Mechaber, Sif Beis, Kuti, a Kuti. Who's a Kuti? So we've discussed Kutim before. The Kutim were a nation, they were native to a country called Kuta. They were brought into Eretz Yisrael by the Melech Ashur after the Aseres HaShvatim went into Golus. The Melech Ashur brought in these people from the country of Kuta to settle the land, so the land shouldn't remain empty. Now, after they moved in to Eretz Yisrael, they began to be attacked by lions. They decided that obviously the God of this country has it in for us because we're not worshiping him. So they started, to some level, they started keeping the mitzvahs. The question was, the Chazal looked at them, and there was some question as to whether or not this gerus, if you want to call it a gerus, was it sincere, was it not sincere, they weren't sure. Eventually, they found a demus yoina. Eventually, they found some kind of an idol, some kind of a form of a yoina that the Kutim were worshipping. So eventually it was decided that the Kutim are not to be treated as Yidden, instead they are to be treated as Oivdei Kechavim. So therefore, it says the Mechaber, Kuti Areyu Kishar Amim. A Kuti has the same status as any other Eino Yehudi. And therefore, it says the Mechaber, Ein Loi Takana Elo B'Schirus. When it comes to the halachas of Iruvei Chatzeros, if you have a Kuti and a Chatzer, there's nothing you could do. He certainly cannot join in Iruvei Chatzeros, the same way an Eino Yehudi cannot join in Iruvei Chatzeros. He can't be Mevatel Rishus, the same way an Eino Yehudi cannot be Mevatel Rishus. What do you have to do? You have to be Maskir Rishus from him. There's no Mishnah Berurah on Sif Beis, moving along to Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Yisrael mumer la'avodas elilim. A Yisrael who's a heretic, but not only is he an heretic, I guess he's in English an apostate, he's somebody who unfortunately serves avodas kechavim, he serves foreign gods. Or he's a Yisrael who is lechalal shabbosais befarhesya. He's a mumer, he's a heretic to the extent that he is mechal Shabbos publicly. And we'll have to discuss what publicly means. Says the Mechaber Weiter, Afilu eino mechaloloi elo be'issa d'rabbanan. Even if his chil Shabbos only goes to the extent that he violates Isurei d'rabbanan. So maybe he doesn't violate Isurei d'araisa of Shabbos, but he violates Isurei d'rabbanan of Shabbos, and he does so b'farhesya. He does so publicly. So in all of these cases, says the Mechaber, Harei hu ka'eved elilim, such a person is to be treated mamish like an Eino Yehudi. He can't join in a Iruvei Chatzeros, he cannot be Mevatel Rishus, you have to be Maskir Rishus from him. So we have a Yisrael who's a Mumer L'Avodas Elilim, a Yisrael who worships other gods, he's an Eved Kechavim. We have a Yisrael who's Bechal Shabbos Bifarhesya, and we have a Yisrael who's Bechal Shabbos Bifarhesya, even if it's only Yisurei Derabanan. Says the Mechaber Weiter, however, Ve'emeina Mechalel Ela Bitzina, if he's Mechal Shabbos, but he's only Mechal Shabbos discreetly, he won't be Mechal Shabbos in front of people, he won't do it publicly, and again, we'll discuss exactly what's considered public and what's considered discreet. Then says the Mechaber, Afilu Mechaleloi Be'issa Daraisa, in that case, even if he's Mechal Shabbos, by violating Yisurei Daraisa, Harehu Ki Yisrael, he still has the din of a Yisrael, Mevatel Rishus, and he could be Mevatel Rishus. You can't join him in the Neruv HaTzeres. That you cannot do. But he could be Mevatel Rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan Gimel. Momer L'Avodas Gilulim, if you have somebody who serves Avodas Kechavim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu Betzina. When it comes to Avodas Kechavim, even if he only worships Avodas Kechavim discreetly, doesn't matter. He's Mamish a Momer, he's to be treated like an Eini Yehudi, you have to be Maski Rishus from him. Ois Katan Dalid, Oy L'Chalol Shabbos Ois Befarhesia. Or, he's a Momer, he's a heretic to the extent that he's Mechal Shabbos publicly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Avoin Zeh, this Avera of being Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, Chamor Kimoy Oved Akum. It is just as serious as somebody who is an Oved Kechavim, meaning that a person who violates Shabbos publicly, he's to be put in the same category as somebody who worships foreign gods. And says the Chavetz Chaim, Shenasa Bazeh Mumer L'Chal HaTorah. Someone who's Bechal Shabbos Befarhesia is a Mumer L'Chal HaTorah Kula. He's considered somebody who's a heretic who denies the validity of the entire Torah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not explain why that is, right? He doesn't say why being Bechal Shabbos Befarhesia is to be equated with Avodas Kechavim. But for those of you who are learning Daf Yomi, you had a Rashi not all that long ago. It's a Rashi on Daf Hey Amid Aleph in Masechtas Chulin, where the Gemara is talking about somebody who's Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia. And it's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says like this. He says, Hai Tana Chamir Le Shabbos Ka Avodas Kechavim. The Tana that's being discussed over here in Chulin on Daf Hey Amid Aleph equates somebody who's Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia to Avodas Kechavim. Somebody who worships foreign gods, koifer b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He obviously is being koifer in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He's denying the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, right? He's serving some kind of other deity. So he's definitely a koifer b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, v'hamechal Shabbos, somebody who's mechal Shabbos, especially he's doing it b'farhesia, he's doing it publicly, koifer b'maisav. He is kaifer, he's denying the maisim. He's denying the power and the actions of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Umeid sheker, and he is giving false testimony, shaloi shavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisei bereishis, by denying the validity of Shabbos, and being mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, what he's doing is he's being kaifer in sheishis yimei bereishis. He's saying, no, I deny that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world in 6 days, and stopped on the seventh. No, I deny that. I deny the validity of Shabbos. So he's being kaifer in Sheishis Yimei Bereishis. He's being kaifer in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's all-encompassing power that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created everything that there is in the 6 days of Maisa Bereishis. He's denying that, and therefore he has a kaifer in Kol HaTorah Kula. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. Here it is, Katan Dalet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but when we're saying over here that somebody who is a kaifer in Shabbos, he's mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, v'dafka b'sharogel b'avoin zeh. That's only when he habitually is mechal Shabbos publicly. Aval mechilol Shabbos b'chad zimna b'farhesia. If it happened one time that he was mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, loy mikri mumer, that's not enough for him to be considered a mumer l'chala terekula, to get that status of a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, who we're going to treat like an Eina Yehudi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter V'yeshay Rem, there are those that say that no. Da'afilu b'chazim n'mikri b'umar. There are those who disagree with this. So if you take a look here in the Shaar Tzion and Oiskot and Vav, the more lenient opinion he's bringing down from the Magen Avraham in the name of Tosfos, the Agos Maimoni, the Ritva, the Taz brings it down. So we have the more kuladika opinion that in order to receive the status of a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, who's treated like an Eini Yehudi, at least in the context of the halachas of Eruv HaTzeros, it has to be somebody who habitually is Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia. Then he brings down the Yeshayimrim, and if you take a look at Ois Katan Zion, he brings down this Yeshayimrim from Rashi, and he says that there's a Shach that seems to be leaning this way, a Shach to be found in Yeridea. So when you look at a Mishnah Berurah like this, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, doesn't look like he's being machriya. He doesn't seem to be saying, okay, so who do we go like? Well, The truth is that the way the Chofetz Chaim chose to write the Mishnah Berurah, first he writes as a given. You should know that this is only true if he habitually is Bechal Shabbos Beferesia. Avam Lechil Shabbos Bechazim Beferesia, but if he does it once, Lo Mikri Mumer. Then he brings down the dissenting opinion, the more machmir opinion, as a V'yesh Oimrim. V'yesh Oimrim Da'afil Bechazim Nimikri Mumer. There is a Rashi that seems to say that no, even one time he would get the status of a Kofel Lechal Terekula because he's Bechal Shabbos Beferesia. That to me sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is letting you know that he's really being machria more like the more makel opinion. But he's letting you know there is this yesh oimrim that you should keep in mind. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Ufarhesia Mikri. What is called Bechal Shabbos Befarhesia? What constitutes public Chil Shabbos? Very important Mishnah Berurah, right? We talk about this all the time. Oh, Yenim, unfortunately, is a Bechal Shabbos Beferhesia. Well, what constitutes a Bechal Shabbos Beferhesia? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ufarhesia Mikri publicly means Kishachilel Bifnei Asara Mi Yisrael. Farhesia publicly means that he's Bechal Shabbos in front of a minimum of 10 Yidden. Not 5 Yidden, not 5 Yidden and 5 Goyim. It has to be in front of a minimum of 10 Yidden, the Chil Shabbos that he did. Or, says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe he wasn't actually Bechal Shabbos in front of 10 Yidden, Oy sheyoda sheyisparsem beinehem. But he was Bechal Shabbos, let's say, in front of 3 Yidden, but he knows that this is going to become public knowledge. You know, he did it in front of, let's say, 3 very prominent people who he figured they're going to go spread the word. So he didn't do it in front of 10 people, but he very much knew that everybody is going to find out about it, and he didn't care. And he went there and he did it anyway. That's also called Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia, says the Mishnah Berurah. And he brings this down from a Prima Godim. And you should know, says the Chofetz Chaim, Dechol Zeh Kishu Oiver L'Teyovon. This idea that in order to be considered a Kofel L'Kol HaTorah Kula, he has to be Mechal Shabbos publicly, he has to be Bechal Shabbos Befarhesia. That is if he's doing it out of Taiva. What do you mean he's doing it with Teyavain? Out of Taiva? I'm not saying that Teyavain and Taiva are the same word. They're not. Taiva is Tav Aleph Vav Vav Hey. Teyavain is Tav Aleph Vez Vav Nun. Not really the same word, but they mean the same thing. Someone who's Bechal Shabbos Teyavain is he's doing it because he has a Yetzara for something. He has a desire for something. He has somewhere that he feels very pressed, that he has to go. He must go on Shabbos, and the only way he could go is if he's going to drive. So he's Bechal Shabbos Teyavain. Then he has to do it publicly in order to become a real Bechal Shabbos Befarhesia, who we're going to treat like an Ein Yehudi. Ava Lahachis. But somebody who's such a mummer, somebody who's such a heretic, Nebuch, that he is going to be Mechal Shabbos, lahachis. He's doing it to, so to speak, to aggravate the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's doing it to be moirit. He's doing it to rebel against the Rabbeinu Shalom. He doesn't have any particular taiva. He doesn't have anywhere that he has to go. No, he's going out, he's saying, look, everybody, I'm being Mechal Shabbos because I don't believe in this. I don't believe in Shabbos. I don't believe in God. I'm going out and being Mechal Shabbos. Chas v'chalila as a person. Ava lahachis, afilu b'shar averis. If you're talking about somebody who's doing averis lahachis, it doesn't have to be chil Shabbos. Afilu b'shar averis, even if it's another aver. The guy goes and he eats a ham sandwich and he's doing it lahachis to show. I want to show that I'm rebelling against the Rabbeinu Shalom. Afilu b'shar averis, v'afilu shaloi b'farhesia. Even if it's not public, even if he does it discreetly, dinoi ka'akum, such a person is going to be treated like an enoi Yehudi. Ois katan hay, in these cases that we're discussing over here, the Mechaber said, harehu ka'akum, this person is like an enoi Yehudi. Ritzayin aloi mar, what the Mechaber wants to say is, le'inyin zeh, she'enoi moil shuv bitl rishus, ela dafka schiris. We're talking right now in isolation to the halachas of Iruve Chatzeros, and we're saying that such a person is to be treated as an Eina Yehudi to the extent that he cannot do Bittel Rishus. The only way we're going to be able to make a successful Iruve Chatzeros in this Chatzer, where this person is located, where he has a house and he lives, we're going to have to be Maskir Rishus for him. Ula Inyin Sha'are Dvarim. How about in the context of other halachas? So then says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh min ha'achrayinim she'sayvrim, there are achrayinim that hold, she'ena choshev kemumra al yidei chil Shabbos be'isa derabana. That's where we have a difference over here. The Mechaber covered a mumra la'avodis kechavim, and a mumra to be mechal Shabbos befarhesya, and the Mechaber said, even if he's only mechal Shabbos on isirei derabanan, he's considered an ena Yehudi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's in the context of the halachas of Eruv Chatzeres. But when it comes to other areas of halacha, in that case, yesh ben achrayim shesayrim, there are achrayim to hold, she'en echashav kemumar al yidei chil Shabbos b'yisurei d'rabbanan, a person is not going to be considered a mechal Shabbos b'farhesya and treated like an ein Yehudi if his chil Shabbos is isolated to yisurei d'rabbanan. For that, he would have to be mechal Shabbos on yisurei d'araisa. This, Rabbeisai, is a fascinating sugya. The Mishnah Berurah throws out to us several Mara Mekoymas, a famous Pesachei Tshuva, a famous Beis Meir, a Gaon Yaakov. It's mamsha sugya. Who is considered the Mechal Shabbos for Hesya? If he's only Mechal Shabbos and he's Siri Drabbanon, is he a Mechal Shabbos for Hesya? Is he not? There are three interesting dishu footnotes over here on this Mishnah Berurah if you want to take a look and gain a little bit more breadth of knowledge on the topic. It's beyond the scope of what we do here, but you can take a look at those dishu footnotes. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitner is cut Vav, Ela Bitsina. But if the person is Mechal Shabbos, and he does it only Bitsina, in that case, the Mechaber said, even if he's Mechal Shabbos, by doing Yisurei Daraisa, he still has the status of a Yisrael, and since he's considered a Yisrael, he could be Mevatel Rishus. You can't go ahead and join him in an Eruv Chatzeres. That you can't do. But he could be Mevatel Rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a very important Mishnah Berurah here, Ois Katan Vav. Let's say you have a person who's Mechal Shabbos, and Nebuch, he does it even in front of 10 people, 10 Yisraelim. So you would jump up right away, and you would say, well, he's the classic Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. Says the Chafetz Chaim, not so fast. V'mizbayish lasoy seh b'fnei odom gadol. Let's say you have a person, yeah, he was Mechal Shabbos in front of 10 Yidin, but he would not be Mechal Shabbos in front of an odom choshev. So maybe he would be Mechal Shabbos in front of 10 stam people, 10 of his neighbors. But if the Rav came down the street, he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. I had such a case. I had a case where somebody, unfortunately, was Mechal Shabbos, but it was very clear that he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos in front of me. So he was Mechal Shabbos in front of a lot of other people. I don't know for sure if he was Mechal Shabbos in front of 10 people, but he was definitely Mechal Shabbos in front of other people, but he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos in front of me. So Rabbi, I'm not sitting here trying to say that I'm an Adam Gadol. In his eyes, I was somebody that he was mispayish. He wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos in front of me. Well, you know, whatever reason, I don't know why, but in front of me, he wouldn't. So I'm a person that he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos in front of, says the Mishnah Berurah. In that case, such a person, even if he's Mechal Shabbos in front of many people, since there's somebody that he's Mavuza, he won't be Mechal Shabbos in front of that person. That is considered somebody who's only Mechal Shabbos discreetly, and he's not Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. So you hear Rabbi say, it could be his Mechal Shabbos in front of 50 people. But if there's another Mechashev that he won't be Mechal Shabbos in front of, you can't call him a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. If you take a look at the Shaar Tzion Ois Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim says that he's taking this from a Gemara in Masechtas Erevin on Daf Samach Tes Amid Aleph. And the Gemara over there says, let me find it here, that there was a person who went out on Shabbos wearing a signet ring. Now, when it comes to signet rings, the Gemara differentiates between different types of signet rings. So the Gemara comes out that there are signet rings that a man is allowed to go out wearing on Shabbos, and there are signet rings that a man is not allowed to go out wearing on Shabbos. The Gemara Tzavot Tesav Adav speaks about a person who went out wearing a signet ring that he's not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. So he's performing the malacha of Haitzah on Shabbos, And he's doing it publicly. He's walking out in the street wearing it, where everybody who's out in the street is going to see it. But the Gemara says, Kevan dechazia l'Rabbi Yehuda nasiya. When he saw in the street Rabbi Yehuda nasi, guess what? Kasiye. He covered it up. He made sure that Rabbi Yehuda nasi did not see it. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said about him, Kigoin zeh mevatel rishus l'Rabbi Yehuda. Such a person, according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, would be allowed to be mevatel rishus. In other words, he's not mechal Shabbos b'far Hezkiah, who we consider like a mumer l'chala Torah kula, who we give the din of an Eina Yehudi. No, he's the Yisrael who's allowed to be mevatel, who you could accept his bitl rishus in order to make an eruve chatzeres. Okay, moving along to Sif Dalet, the final Sif in this Simon, says the Mechaber. Yisrael Shehemir. So let's say you had a Yid who was living in the Chatzar, and you were including him in the Eruve Chatzeres. He gave a contribution to the Eruve Chatzeres. You know, so you had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and then you had Yankel. Now, Yankel, maybe he wasn't so frum. I don't know, in today's lingo, you know, he's very late, he's very modern, he's a left winger. I don't know. We don't know exactly what his status is. He's not so from, but he seems to be from, basically from, I don't know, we included him in the Eruv Chatzeres. But then Shehemir, then he goes off, and now it's very clear that he's a mummer. Either he's a mummer Lavadis Kechavim, or we see that he's a Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesia. So he is the kind of mummer now that we said in Sif Beis, we have to consider him like an Eini Yehudi. So again, we included him in the Eruv Chatzeres. But now he was Hamir. Now we see that unfortunately he cannot be part of the Eruv. We have to be Maskir Rishus from him. Yisrael Shehamir, so they have, you have this Yisrael who became a heretic. V'ha Yuloi bought the Mishkunas Yisrael. And he had houses in the Chatzar of the Eden. She'ervu l'chal Hashana. And in this Chatzar, they made an Eruv Chatzeres on Erev Pesach, and like the minig is, and they made it for the whole year. So when they made the Eruv Chatzeres on Erev Pesach for the whole year, they took a contribution from this fellow because they considered him to be a Yisrael, that you could make part of the Eruv Chatzeres. Now, when it comes around Shavuos time, we see that unfortunately he's Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesia. What do we do now? Now, right, he's in the Chatzer, he's part of the Eruv, now he's a Mummer. What do we do? Says the Mechaber, Im ein loy pesach acher klal, if his house only has a door that opens up to the chatzer, then there's no way out. Who oiser? He's now going to aser on the other one, the chatzer, b'chol shabbos shachal la'acher shehemir. So again, you made the Erev with him. You included him in the Erev on Erev Pesach. You held that he had a din of Yisrael so that you could include him in the Eruv Chatzeres. And then for several weeks, you kept on carrying, you kept on being metaltal in the chatzer, kelim sheshavsu babayis, from the houses to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the houses, from one house to another one, because you thought that you had a good Eruv Chatzeres. Now it comes the week of Parshas Nasai, and you find out he's driving on Shabbos. You look outside, everybody's coming home from shul, there's 25 yidden standing outside, and this guy gets in his car, and he starts his car, and he drives off. So now you know he's a Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesia. Now what? Now what do you do? So says the Mechaber, if his house only has one door, and that door opens onto the Chatzar, then there's no choice. Who oiser Mechal Shabbos Shechal Lachar Shehemir? So now, for now on, moving forward, you don't have a good Erev. He's going to Aser on the other Bnei Chatzar, unless you go over to him, and you're Maskir Rishus from him. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's dive into the Mishnah Berurahs here. Mishnah Berurah is cut in Zayin. She'ervu l'chal Hashana v'tzayin l'amar. What the Mechaber wants to say is, v'lo yamrina d'kevet shahot aleza chabasais shechalu kaidim shehemir. You don't say, well, we made this Eruv Chatzeres in Erev Pesach. We made it for the whole year. The Eruv is already functional for 3, 4, 5 Shabbosais. So maybe now we say, since the Erev was effective for part of the year, it should remain effective for the rest of the year. Hutar l'chol Hashana. No, we don't say that. The chol Shabbos for Shabbos milsa b'fnei atzmei. No, every Shabbos is independent. On each and every Shabbos, when it comes time for Ben Hashmoshes, the Erev has to kick in. So you're right. For the first several Shabbosos of the year, the Erev was a good Erev. because you figured that this guy had a din of Yisrael. But now that you know that he's a mumer, so now on the next Shabbos, when it comes Ben Hashmashas, you don't have an Erev. The cave in Chehemir, once he goes off, Batal Chelka Be'erev. Now he no longer has a Chelik in the Erev. The Oyser Aleihen. And now he asers on the other Bnei Achatzer, L'Shabbosos Acheros, for all future Shabbosos, Ad She Yiskeru Mimenu. Until you're going to go ahead and be maskir rishus from him. Because now he has a din of an Eini Yehudi. Let's say like the case that I gave you. You thought everything was fine and dandy until Shabbos morning, Parshas Nosai, he got out of the house, walked into his car, started his car, and drove off Liftei Am Veda. So now you found out that he's a mummer on Shabbos itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mutar Alo Yisei Shabbos. The rest of that Shabbos will be okay. The Kevet Chutar makes a Shabbos Hutar L'Chal Shabbos because the Erev kicked in Ben Hashmashas Friday night, and at that point he still had a din of a Yisrael. He only got the din of a mummer Shabbos afternoon. So okay, but that means that the Erev started off Shabbos being effective. This is a place we're going to apply the rule of Shabbos Kevet Chutar Hutra. So far in this sif, we're discussing this Yisrael Shehemir. And his house only had one door that opened up onto the chaser. So he's a problem. Continues the Mechaber. Let's say you had two chatzeres that are next to each other. Chaser A is a Yiddish chaser. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and this Yankel. Chaser B is Goyim. Tony, and Vinny, and Jose, and Juan, make up another name. Vito. Tony, Vinny, Vito, Jose, and Juan. Okay. This Yankel's house has a door that opens up on the Yiddish Chatzar, and he also has a back door, let's say, that opens up onto the Goyish Chatzar. So in that case, says the Mechaber, Avalim Yesh Toi Pesach Acha L'Shkuna Sei the Yehudi, if Yankel has another door that opens up to the Chatzar of the Einam Yehudim, in that case, Afilu Hu Pesach Katan, even if it's only like a little side door or a little back door, shaloi hayarugel by mitchila, that really Yankel didn't use that door. Really Yankel uses the main door of his house that opens up onto your chotzer. Doichin oisai eitzel pesach apasuach l'shchun asa'ini Yehudi. You pressure him to go use the door that opens up onto the chotzer of the Einam Yehudim, and you consider him to no longer be a resident of your chotzer. You consider him to be a resident of Tony, Vito, and Vinny's chotzer, so that he shouldn't aser on you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Cotton Tess. Avalim Yeshloi, right? So again, the halacha that Mechaber is saying is, listen, there's a little bit of a way out over here. Yankel went off the derech, and Yankel has a side door that opens up to the Goyish chotzer. Doichin Oisai. Now, literally speaking, what the Mechaber seems to be saying is, you pressure him to go use that door. What if he refuses to cooperate? If he refuses to cooperate and he still uses your door, the door to your chatzer, sounds like it's a problem. In other words, it doesn't sound like this is just like a kula, like a din. Oh, if he has another door, so halakha gives us a kula, we could consider him to be a dira of the other chatzer. In that case, the Mechaber wouldn't say, doichin oisai, that you pressure him to go use the other door. Then the Mechaber would say, avalim yeshloi pesach acha l'shkuna say to Yehudi, amrinon, we say that he's a baldira of the other chatzer, and he's not a baldira of our chatzer. That's not what it says. It says, doichin oisai, you pressure him, you force him to go use the other chatzer. I don't know what that means exactly. I'm not sure if it means you hire carpenters and you board up the door that opens up to your chatzer, or it means that every time he steps out of the door to your chatzer, you scream at him and you yell at him. I'm not exactly sure what this means. But definitely it doesn't seem to be just an amrinon. It's not, oh, okay, we have an excuse. We could claim that he's a baldira of the Goyish chatzer and not a baldira of the Yiddish chatzer. No, it sounds like more than that. It sounds like somehow you have to get him to the point where he uses the other door and he doesn't use your door. But that's the halacha that the Mechaber says over here. If he has a door to the Goyish Chatzer, you pressure him to use the door to the Goyish Chatzer, the male, he's not a baldira in your Chatzer, and you don't have a problem. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah Kot Tes, the words of the Mechaber were, Aval im yeshloi, if he has a second door that opens up onto the other chatzim, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'mitchil aloi hayaloi, but let's say he did not have a door to the other chatzim, u'pisachai achar shehemir, and he opens up the door to the other chatzir after he becomes a mummer. In that case, ayin le'el, simin shin pe gimel, sif aleph. In that case, you have to look back in shin pe gimel, sif aleph. So what exactly is the Mishnah Berurah saying over here? 1 second, I wanted to find, I think there was a good dishu footnote over here. 1 second. Yeah. So what happened over here, let's say what happened was like this. You included this Yankel in the Yeruv HaTzeres. One fine Tuesday, you find out, guess what? Unbeknownst to you, Yankel is a Mechal Shabbos Befer Hezion. The reports reached you that Yankel is a Mechal Shabbos Befer Hezion. So now you get together the other Bnei HaChatzer and you say, look, I don't know what we're supposed to do. Right now it's Tuesday, but Shabbos is coming. What are we going to do on Shabbos? Now we just found out the Yankel is a mummer to be Mechal Shabbos Befer Hezion. Now we're going to have to be maskir reshus from him. So somebody gets up and says, well, wait a second. If he has a door to another chatzer, we could force him to use that door, and we don't have to be maskir reshus. No, Yankel doesn't have a door to the other chatzer. Then tomorrow you come out and you see that he's cutting a door to the other chatzer. In that case, says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the halacha? He doesn't say. Ayin le'el simin shin pei gimel sif aleph. If you take a look at Dishu footnote 21, he writes over here, v'sham biara prima gadim, over there the prima gadim explains, she'im pasach b'chol, let's say it happens on Wednesday. On Tuesday you have this meeting with the other Bnei HaChatzer, and you conclude that Yankel does not have a door to the neighboring chatzer, so you conclude that you're going to have no choice, you're going to have to be maskir reshus from him. But then, on Wednesday, you see that he's cutting a door to the other chatzer. She'im pasach b'chol, if he goes and he cuts a door to the other chatzer during the week, chayzer ha'erev l'kadmusay. Now, your erev is going to be good. Why? Kevin she'beknisas ha'shabes chalo erev. Because what's going to happen now? Let's use that as an example, Parshas Bamidbar and Parshas Nasai. Parshas Bamidbar, you had an Erev. Why? Because you included Yankel in your Eruv HaKatzeros. At that point, Yankel still had a din of Yisrael. He was included in the Erev. On Tuesday, you found out that he's a Mechal Shabbos Befer Hezion. Or you found out that he's Oved Avodes Kechavim. Now, he no longer has a din of Yisrael. Now he has a din of an Ein Yehudi. But now it's Tuesday. On Tuesday, I don't care. You look at his house. Oh, his house doesn't have a door to the other chatzer. I guess we're going to have to be maskir reshus from him. But then on Wednesday, you see him cutting a door to the goyish chatzer next door. Okay, fine. When Friday evening comes, ben hashmashus, and the Erev kicks in, your Erev is good. Because you have an Erev, and this Yankel, this mummer, has a door to the other chatzer. So you don't have to worry about him. He's not considered a baldira in your chatzer. So then everything is okay. V'im pasach b'shabbos, but let's say what happens is, like the case that we had before, well, if it's the case that we had before, where he got a din of a mummer on Shabbos, Shabbos came to Hutra Hutra. But what if you found out that he's a mummer on Tuesday? Friday night, when the Erev kicked in by Ben Hashmashas, you hadn't done anything about it. You weren't maskir reshus from him. And as far as you know, he only has a door to your chatzer. So l'chayro, when Ben Hashmashas kicks in, you don't have an Erev, right? But says the Dishu footnote here, in Pasuk B'Shabbos, ha'erev batel, ve'ein ha'chazer v'neir. So then your Erev is going to be batel l'mavotel. Because when Ben Hashmashas came, you didn't have a good Erev. You had an Erev, and you had an Ein Yehudi living in your chatzer that you weren't maskir reshus from, and he was a baldir in your chatzer because his only door opened up to your chatzer. Now that he goes and he cuts open a door on Shabbos afternoon, how does that help you? Doesn't help you anymore. We learned in Shin Pei Gimel that the Erev, once it's butl, it's not choyzer v'neir. The case that we had in Shin Pei Gimel was a guy left for the weekend. You made an Erev without the guy. The guy's house was a dirable Ibailim. Then Shabbos afternoon, the guy showed up. Okay, when the guy shows up, now he's once again a Baldira in the Chatzar. Now your Erev is bottle because you have a guy that you weren't masking Rishus from. Now if you go on Shabbos and you're masking Rishus from the guy, now, one person in the Chatzar could be Mevatel Rishus to the rest of them. You could use Bittel, but in Eruv HaChatzeris you don't have. So too over here, it's essentially the same case. If when Shabbos came in, if by Bein HaShmashos when Shabbos came in, this guy was a mummer, and he only had a door to your Chatzar, then it turns out that you didn't have an Eruv HaChatzeris. So your Eruv is Bittel. Now, even if he goes on Shabbos afternoon, and he cuts a door to the neighboring Goyish HaChatzar, it's not going to help you. What is it going to help? Your Erev was already bottle. It's not Chayzer v'Neir. The Erev does not reawaken. So let's see it inside. Says the Mishmaris Kot Des. V'medchil loy hoy loy p'sachay akhe sheheimer. Ayin le'el simen shin pe gimel sif aleph. Ayif Kot Yud. This door that he has to the Goyish HaChatzar, the Makaber said, even if it's a Pesach cotton, you could push him to use that door to the Goyish HaChatzar so that he shouldn't be considered a Baldir in your Chatzar. The Mishnah reminds us, V'al Kol Panim, at least, Be'inan, we require, Sheyeh Bayar B'Tvachim Al Ar-B'Tvachim. Don't take the words Pesach cotton of the Makaber too literally. If it's a tiny little trap door that the cats could go through because it's two Tvachim by two Tvachim, that doesn't constitute a Tefach, doesn't constitute a Pesach. It has to be at least Talit Al Dalit. The Bapachas Mizel and Chasha Pesach, less than that is not considered a Pesach, who could El Basimit Shinai and Basif Dalit. Ois Kan Yudav Doichen Oisai, you pressure him to use that other doorway. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and he's bringing this down from a Rajba, that when the Mechaber says you could pressure him to use the other door, the Koifen Oisai Al Midas Doin. You could, the reason you're allowed to pressure him to do this is because the halacha that you could force somebody to do something when it's midas toim if he doesn't do it, kidei shelo yaser alehin. So he shouldn't ask on you. What's midas toim? Midas toim is you go to the guy and you say, look, it doesn't hurt you to use the door to the other chatzar. Big deal. So instead of going through our chatzar to the Rishus HaRabim, you'll go through the other chatzar to the Rishus HaRabim. So it's not going to cost you anything. And by you using our chatzar, you're hurting us. We can't be metaltal in the chatzar now. So since the Torah, Chazal say that you're allowed to force somebody to do something even if he doesn't want to, when it's midas toim if he doesn't do it. So okay, over here we're going to use that rule and we're going to force him based on midas toim. Again, I'm a little bit puzzled exactly what this means. In other words, it sounds like you need a good halachic rationale why you're allowed to force him. I mean, this mummer is listening to you? Like, I'm a little confused. Anyway, Ukidol Kamam, Bissimachin Pevav, Soysif Tes, Lagabi Yisrael, we're going to see a similar concept later on. Fagam, the Bavada Kevchin, the snack of Rogalam Akum, Nichaleba Upischatvei. The truth is that this mummer should be very happy to be part of the Goyish HaChatzar. It sounds to me like this guy would rather be a part of Tony, Vidi, Vino, Jose, and Juan's Chatzar with the Goyim. I mean, this guy's a mummer, Lechol Tarakula. Lechairi, he should be more comfortable with the Goyim than with the Yin. We're going to stop over here. We'll continue next time with Simon Shin Pevav. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. We're supposed to be Liman HaTorah. We're making a God's Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe Shem should send Yeshua Sefuras Panasa Chedukim Tullah Zinid. We should be Zaychet to see the B.S. God Tzedek B'Meir V'Yameinu Amen. Be well.